Welcome to The Hollywood Outsider, an award-winning weekly entertainment podcast. This is our Halloween special, but don't get too scared. We'll be talking about a lot more than just horror movies. Halloween is a holiday for everyone.
So let's get on with our happy, happy Halloween episode.
All right, my name is Aaron Peterson. Joining me today are my fellow ho, Amanda Sink. Well, I guess it's kind of rude when it's just a girl.
Hello. I'll be the ho for the day. That's fine.
John, we're both hoes. Equal opportunity.
That's
hoes.
True. Equality.
John Davenport will not be here this week because we fired him. Why not?
Yes!
Everybody takes a turn.
Yes.
No, he'll be back next week, I promise. Filling in for him is Sean.
What? The other John, right?
The other John.
Yes,
Sean Iamsfiller from Horribly Awkward. Welcome back, man. You haven't been here in a while.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks, months, right?
Yeah, a little bit. You were on, the last time I heard you was on our Best Of thing, because you're always a fan favorite whenever you come on the show.
Oh, wow. Hi, guys. Hi, fans.
Yeah. Why don't you bring some energy? People like get all excited because Sean's coming back to the show, and then you're just like, yeah, it's been a while. What's going on?
I am drinking a cup of coffee, and it's been a couple of weeks.
Since you had coffee?
Yeah, I've been trying to not drink. You know, like artificial waking up is just bad for your body. You know, like, oh, I'm tired. Let me drink a coffee. And boom, 0 to 100 real quick. Like, that's not good for your mind, right? So I'm trying to do it naturally.
But, wait, so it's not good for your mind, it's not good for you, but you decide, you know what, I'm going to do it when I go on their show. Screw it.
Yeah, I'm going to hoe it up.
He's got to get that lively energy that we're so used to hearing.
Well, this is all Halloween theme. It doesn't mean it's just horror. We are going to talk about horror, but there's a lot of other stuff involved with Halloween, which we never really get to talk about. We have a Christmas special every year. We never have really a Halloween special, so this is our Halloween special.
You are welcome.
I don't know if you should really say that yet, Amanda. You should probably get through this before we start getting cocky.
Hey.
A little cocky, a little early.
Not a little cocky. It's just we need a Halloween special. People don't do Halloween specials.
Well, they do.
They don't.
Well, they used to on Roseanne, but that show doesn't exist anymore.
I meant podcasting.
I think the entire thing has gone off. Like, it's in the abyss now. You can't even find reruns anymore.
I just heard Roseanne on Rogan, too. I side with her. I don't care. Really? Oof. Like, let it be.
Ooh.
I like
it. Going to bring up some spice.
Starting with some spice. I like it.
Yeah. Let her be, man. She's a comedian. She says crazy stuff. She's done worse. Way worse.
I don't know if that really...
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know if that really benefits the argument. But you know what? Let's get into Halloween. Let's not get into that stuff. Why do people love Halloween? Why do you guys love Halloween? The actual holiday. Why do you love it? Amanda, you can go first. You're looking at me like you want to go first.
Yeah, so strap in because I've got a lengthy response for you.
You know what? John's not here. There's no monologues this week.
Well, you'll still get mine. So growing up, Halloween was always something that I knew I could count on to do solo with my dad. He would get me out. This sounds weird. He wouldn't get me dressed up. I would get dressed up in costume.
I mean, if you're a little kid, I think it's okay. if you're 27 and maybe named Ivanka,
yeah, right.
Probably not so good.
So he would take me into his work where they had trick or treating, which is actually really cool for an office environment to have trick or treating at the desks, basically. And so everyone would participate in there, and they would have like and I don't know what it was. It was like a skit competition sort of thing. So sometimes I got to hang around to be around for some of those, and that's a lot of fun. But then we would also go to one of his friend's house who does this insane setup. And it was just always really crazy just to have that experience. And that was all before I even went trick-or-treating. And then I got to go trick-or-treating and got some really weird stuff in the neighborhood. And then came home and watched a movie. Like, that was a good holiday.
Sounds like better than Christmas.
It is better than Christmas. That is my Christmas. I love it. I love the costumes. I love the kids because they're always so excited and they're really cute. Like, last year, there was a little Spider-Man who came up to the door, and he was the most adorable Spider-Man, and he used his manners. He was so polite.
Did he have organic web shooters or... Because it matters.
Well, I didn't see any, so...
Well, we need to know if he's legit or if he's, you know, one of these poser Spider-Men.
He's probably a poser Spider-Man. You never know.
Kick him out.
Yeah. But I love doing activities and decorations, too. Like, my desk at my work is just... It's gross. There's so much Halloween stuff there.
All right. Why do you love Halloween, Sean? Or do you love it? I should ask. Maybe you don't like it. Maybe you hate it. You're just like, Halloween sucks.
Bah, humbug. No, Halloween. Halloween for me is, it's more of a, when you start seeing the stuff pop up in the stores, and I'm not talking about like June, like nowadays it's like June, you start seeing Halloween stuff. But because I live in Fresno, it's hot as crap, right? So when I start seeing the Halloween stuff, it's a sign for me that it's going to cool down soon. The temperature is going to stop. No, it honestly brings this like good feeling to me. It just brings this good feeling, right? Mm-hmm. And I just picture all the brown leaves and yellow leaves on the ground, and there's something about it, right? Watching movies. I actually like watching movies about trick-or-treating more than I actually like trick-or-treating. For me, I mean, I like getting candy and all that, but I don't know. I wasn't too much super work. Into it. I just kind of went with, you know, we went as a group, but we didn't have too much fun. Just trick-or-treating. I don't know why. I just never gave into it and had that much fun. But there is something about Halloween, the holiday, that I really love. I love the month of October. You see all the horror movies pop up in the theaters, and you feel like you want to go watch them more than you would if they pop up in the summer, right? You see like Hellfest came into the theater, and it was a fun movie, and it was because it was, you know, Halloween's right around the corner, so it felt fun.
I grew up poor, and I've said this on this show like 1,000 times, but I grew up poor, and I was also kind of a dreamer, you know. I always wanted to be in movies, always wanted to make movies, write movies. Even when I was a little kid, like even in my tiny, tiny, tiny youth, that's what I dreamed of. And when you're poor and you have dreams like that, there's not a whole lot you can do to make anything happen because, you know, you don't have jets or any extravagant vacations. So everything's in your head, to your imagination. Halloween would come. It was the one time of year where I got to dress up as anything I wanted to be. I got to imagine I was a web crawler. Which with non-organic web shooters, I would build them myself with the metal strips from rulers. You know, I could be a Wookiee. I could be Jason. I could be Freddy. I could be whoever I wanted to be, and nobody judged me. It was, you know, that was back in the time when I was a kid where people got judged for being geeks. You know, now it's all cool. You know, everybody's a geek.
Yeah.
6,400 podcasts are called geek something. You know, yeah. Back then you don't call anything geek something because you get your ass beat. So it's, you know what I'm saying, right? So it's like that one, that's the day or roughly that time period you could be yourself and everybody thought it was cool for a couple of days. It was always fun. I love a lot of the horror aspects and, you know, I love horror movies and that sort of thing. But really it was about, I got to be whoever I wanted to be and nobody would pick on me. Nobody would have an opinion about it. Nobody, everybody was just like, yeah, go for it. And my mom was always very supportive of it. Like just, you know what? Whatever you want to do. Even if we don't have money, we'll make a costume. We'll make it something fun. You know, a lot of years didn't have any money. You'd be looking around for cardboard boxes, just trying to make something creative. And it really just, it was always creative. It was always fun. It was just, I love it.
That's amazing, man. I was always afraid to dress up. I don't know why. I was a scared little kid. Like I was afraid. Like those dark houses when you see some really tricked out houses for Halloween, I'd be the guy like, nah, I'm cool with that door. You guys go up there. Like I was afraid. I had so much anxiety as a kid. If as an adult, I think back like, wow, I could have changed all that. You know, I could have had a way different way of looking at it.
Do you guys? Well, speaking of, do you guys like haunted houses? Do you go to haunted houses? Do you like them? Do you get scared?
I definitely get scared.
You freaked out.
There was this time where I went to, Statesville Haunted Prison or whatever, and they had a haunted thing, and you go through the line. And once you get to, you're like the next person up, occasionally they wouldn't grab you, but they would take the group that's up next and lock them in this cage. And all of these like creatures and people are like dangling above you and they're in, one is locked inside the cage with you. There's some outside the cage of you and you haven't even gone inside the prison yet. I said, no, I wasted my money. I was like, I got to get out of here. They were calling us up next. And I said, I'm going to dip out. I'll see you after.
I'm going to dip out. I'm out. I'm out.
Yep. I was done.
It sounded like torture. Now, I haven't really gone to too many haunted houses.
Really? No, seriously?
Yeah. I never really had a group of friends to want to go do that. You know, like if Alyssa was here, well, she is going to, no, she's not going to be here for Halloween. But if she was, I'd go to a haunted house, right? That's my girlfriend, guys. So just in case listeners don't know, they
probably
don't.
People listening going, who the hell's
Alyssa? That's something I do with my girlfriend. I think that would be super fun just to watch her get scared. And I'd you know, push it and scare her even more. But
that'll make relationships last.
yeah, I never really had this group of friends that wanted to go do stuff like that. It's a man, I live a sad life now I think about it.
No, I've always loved haunted houses. The idea of paying somebody to scare the crap out of me, I think is fantastic. We need more of that in the world.
Yeah, my buddy works over here in Fresno, right up in Sanger, right? He works at this place called The Grove. It's an outdoor thing, this big haunted attraction that people come up from all around the world to go to. And he works there, and every year he has like tickets. And he's like, here, man, I got some tickets if you just want to come. And I'm like, I'm not going to go by myself.
Aw, now you're just getting me. Why not? That's when you would be more scared. That'd be great, because then you're a little bit more on edge. You don't have anybody to cling on to. Although you might get some sexual assault charges because you're grabbing somebody else. I don't know, but don't do that.
Oh,
one.
Oh, wow. When I was young, like fifth grade, we went to a science camp and we were out in the woods and we had this haunted house thing. I remember that. Yeah. And my buddy taught me this thing. He said, he's like, don't be scared to say boo-hoo to you too. And so we just went around saying boo-hoo to you too to everybody. So we didn't feel scared. Like, we're tough guys. Like, oh, dude, thanks for that memory, Aaron.
Wait, did the sexual assault comment prompt your memory of fifth grade?
No,
I don't want to get that deep in your psyche, man. Not for a Halloween episode.
Yeah, and then I got boo-hooed and me-tooed.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I remember once going to one, it was many, many years ago, and I took my son because I really wanted to go to this trail thing. Because Kane Hodder was there. You know, plays Jason Voorhees. Kane Hodder was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and got there and then realized I only had enough money for one ticket to go in and see, because they had a meet and greet. Uh-huh. And they were very adamant. Like, only one. I was kind of hoping I could play that. Well, he's my son. I got to go with him. But they wouldn't let me do that. So I had to give him my ticket. But it was the saddest thing. As he walked in, I'm like, ah, it's so awesome you guys to meet him. And then I'm just sitting out there going, crying, like just licking the windshield or window. Like, let me in. He seemed like really cool. My son still remembers that, so it's obviously he was a cool guy. But
could have let me in,
you know?
Right.
Hopefully, you were licking the windshield from the inside, not the outside, because that could be nasty.
Either way, I don't think is really good. So let's be honest, we all love the candy, right? We all love the candy. So give it up. What's your when you trick or treat? What are your favorite treats? And have you ever had anything really awesome? Like, what's the best or worst treats?
Well, the obvious answer is when you get the full size candy bars, right? Like, hell yeah. And if you find one of those things that says just take one full size candy bar, like, all right.
Oh, those are the nicest people. Like, and I also think those are probably the people that poison stuff, because they know you're gonna take it and eat it.
LSD laced in the inside of the wrapper. So you're unwrapping it and you're like, whoa, this candy bar. Wow. So here, the easy answer is, let me list the things I do not like. I like pretty much anything sweet, but here's the things I do not like. I do not like candy corn.
What? Whoa. You stop right there, you savage son of a bitch.
You are done.
Done. Candy corn is the bomb.
.com.
It's only good in October.
Okay, I hate candy corn, but my mom introduced me to candy corn mixed with peanuts just recently, and it actually made it taste pretty good.
Candy pumpkins. I love the candy pumpkins.
That's just the bigger size of the nasty little ones.
There's like a different, I think there's more sugar in the pumpkins.
I feel like we derailed you, but candy corn is awesome. I'm sorry you got that one wrong. What else don't you like?
Black licorice. You could say black licorice.
Ugh, it's awful. Awful. Tastes like ass.
And anything with raisins. I like raisins, but I don't like raisin that's dipped in chocolate. Like, keep that. No. To anything chocolate, Skittles, Starburst, anything. Give me coupons to you know, they used to give away those McDonald's coupons for like the free ice cream cones and stuff. Yeah. You know, you get those little trick or treat books.
Yep.
Those are awesome.
You want to hear a really gross story about chocolate covered stuff?
Not when you start it like that.
Here's why. I'll tell you the story why I will not eat Goobers. Everybody listening, this is a fascinating story.
Oh, boy.
True story. Do you guys know what Goobers are? I don't even know if they still have them, right? Chocolate covered peanuts?
I don't know if they have them anymore.
Well, they
they do.
Do they?
Okay. Well, they shouldn't. Don't eat them. They're dangerous. Okay. So I worked at a movie theater, right? I did that for most of my teenage years. I worked at a movie theater. And we found a box in the back of Goobers, like sealed box that apparently somebody had forgotten about. So they were expired. And they were a month or two past the due date. Every box was wrapped in plastic. Every single box was wrapped in cellophane. So none of them were opened. They were all closed. We're like, we get free candy because if it's expired, you can't sell it.
Right.
And honestly, I think probably one of the managers probably set it back there because he wanted some Goobers, whatever. So we get all excited. We crack it open. We're like, we got free goobers. We got free goobers. And we opened them up. Maggots were inside the box. True story. True story. From that day on,
back there.
The expiration dates, that's why in my life, expiration dates freak me out. If it's over the expiration date, nope. Nope.
That's not an expiration date thing, man. That is something went wrong before it got packaged. They probably got like three complaints like, oh, there's maggots in here. And they're like, let me just put this box in the back where no one will touch it.
It's possible.
Aaron comes along.
I'm so hungry and fat.
Christopher Columbus over there discovering candy. You know?
So disturbing. So disturbing. All right.
No thanks.
Anything else, Sean, on candy?
No, just anything besides those things I listed.
All right.
Do you like candy bars with nuts in them then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gross. I don't like those. My favorite is Hershey's cookies and cream. Like my favorite candy bar ever is Hershey's cookies and cream. So sometimes, and it only happens around Halloween, they have the little like snack bite size ones that are made into a graveyard. And people will pick up this package and it's like a variety of Hershey's. And I always look for the cookies and cream one.
Yeah, get picky when you're getting free stuff.
I love my white chocolate. I'll take it from my nephew. I don't care. I got to get my white chocolate where I can get my white chocolate.
I always love those little kids that come to my door and they're like, hey, you got anything else? You look, you little bastard. You take what you got. Or they're picking through it. You don't get to be picky. Grab some and get out of here.
Yeah. Take a handful. That's savage. Better than asking for something different.
Man.
I had a question, though. Do you like just plain white chocolate or do you have to have it mixed with cookies and cream or Hershey's Hugs, stuff like that?
I will take white chocolate in any form. I love white chocolate so much.
It's an interesting flavor.
It's so good.
It's like not chocolate at all. So I don't even know
Is it?
Yeah.
What is white chocolate?
It's vanilla.
I have no idea.
It's vanilla.
It's not vanilla.
It's definitely not chocolate.
Well, it's not milk chocolate and it's not dark chocolate. It's white chocolate.
That's racist.
But I'm also a big fan of candy corn. Sorry, Sean. Not sorry.
Don't apologize. You own that.
I said not sorry.
Yeah, but after
sorry,
you said sorry.
Sorry.
Well, nobody's sorry for that. You're wrong.
And then Twix and Butterfingers. Ooh. Get in my belly.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you didn't say get in my mouth, because then we'd all be sitting here going, well, this has got weird and
uncomfortable. Well, now that you did, it's weird and uncomfortable.
It's probably weirder. So here's my favorite. I'm just going to tell you I like food and candy is my sweet spot. I love sweets. So I'll eat anything. I don't care what it is. I'll try it except goobers because I explained why. But when I was like 15, my buddy and I were trick-or-treating. And I know some people say, you stop when you're 13. Screw you. As long as I can wear a costume, I was trick-or-treating. And they could not give me stuff if they didn't want to. I wasn't mad.
You dress like a 13-year-old.
Okay.
That could be weird. Sorry.
Yeah. I automatically felt like I should be arrested for even thinking that way. So we went to this lady's, very sweet lady, and she made homemade caramel apples or caramel, wherever you're
caramel.
From. Whichever way you're, whoever you're, wherever you're from. Homemade. They were so awesome. We went back to that house 3 times total. And she kept giving it to us. We were in the same costume, so it isn't like she didn't know. And the last time, she's like, you boys love those, huh? And we're like, yes, we do. And she's like, okay, last one. I'm like, you? And we almost contemplated getting someone else's costume just to go back and get a 4th.
You guys should have rotated costumes every year. You should have just had like 3.
She didn't do it after that year. She must have ran out of razor blades or something. I don't know.
You guys probably made her go poor. You were the only ones eating her candy apples.
Oh, she was so good. They were so
good. Oh, no. She was so good.
You guys ever buy those things, man? They're expensive.
They're like $1. Well, if you get the cheap ones. The good ones are like $3. Yeah, they're like $3 or $4. I'm sorry. They were so good. Not her.
Not she.
She might have been. I didn't know her. She's a lovely person. I'm sure she's.
So come inside. Get a fat tip.
Come on in. I got more caramel in the pot.
Did it sound like Eddie Murphy to me?
Sean, have you ever played a trick? You know, trick or treat. Have you ever actually played a trick?
You skipped over first.
Okay, a couple years ago at my mom's house, when I was living with her about 6 years ago, I was at my mom's house, and she gives away candy every year. And my bedroom window, like I wasn't involved in it, but there was these kids walked up without their parents, and I was right there by the door, and I just went, "Hur-ur-ur!" And this little kid fell into the rocks, and I felt kind of bad. Like, he was a real tiny kid, and he got real scared and fell into the rocks like backwards, and then I just kind of pretended like nothing happened. I just sat there all quiet.
Oh, that's really sad. This took a very dour turn.
It did.
But yeah, other than like scaring my friend. Oh, I scared Alyssa here when she was here a couple weeks ago. I hid underneath the blankets. I have a really small apartment, but I hid underneath the blankets. And I was like, and she wasn't even looking for me. She figured I left the house. So I was like, hello, I'm in the walls. She's like, what? Where are you? And I was like, trying to hide because there's nowhere to hide in my apartment. And then she came in the bedroom and looked around, but I was scrunched up in the corner under the blanket. And then I just popped out. And, oh, I scared the shit out of her. It was great.
That sounds like some kind of love game that I don't understand.
It was good. Man, that's how you get a girl. You scare her first.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, boy.
Or tell them they're ugly when they're beautiful because I'd never heard it before.
Negging is so not acceptable.
Amanda, so...
I'm afraid to play a trick on somebody when it's not April Fool's, because here's what's going to happen. When it's Halloween season, if I play a trick on somebody, they're going to play it on me and they're going to use spiders, and I'm not going to be okay for the next 4 weeks. So I'm not testing those waters.
You really think that random people are going to know you're freaked out by spiders?
Well, I wouldn't do it to a random person. I'd probably do it to like my coworkers or my family or something. And I know for a fact my coworkers would get me back and they would use spiders. They kill them at the office for me all the time. So they know how to scare me.
I got the same fear with cockroaches. Like, no. No.
Yeah. Well, that makes more sense to me. Cockroaches are disgusting.
So are spiders.
Yeah, spiders bite, though. Cockroaches actually do nothing to you. But they're to me, they're just like little creepy little, I don't know. They're little sly foxes, man. They run around, looking around, creeping around. Like, no, I don't know. Something about them. Spiders just don't care about you unless you mess with them.
They care. That's why they crawl in your mouth when you're sleeping.
I watched a video of this lady catching these big black spiders, these huge like tarantula spiders, cooking them and eating them yesterday.
She isn't even listening. She took her headphones off. She took her headphones off. She don't even want to hear about them.
Nope.
Awesome. That's pretty awesome. Oh, man. We did toilet paper somebody's yard once. He's like crotchety old dude. And, you know, he's like, go ahead and trick me if you want to. And then slammed the door, so we toilet papered his tree.
He deserved it at that point.
I mean, nobody really deserves it, but it was fun.
He was mean.
Yeah, how do you get that stuff out? What if it gets wet? That's the worst, right, when it rains?
And I saw that the other day. Yeah.
Soggy toilet paper?
Somebody, and I mean, they had to have used, they got like the 18-pack or something, like the double rolls. They really splurged.
Well, if you're gonna do it, go for it, yeah.
Yeah, they splurged on the toilet paper. And they put all of the rolls all over their trees. And it rained. There's no possible way you can get that toilet paper down without like getting, I don't know, the tallest possible ladder. It was ridiculous because their tree was huge.
So people still do that?
I guess. Wow. It's not even Halloween yet, so I don't know. I mean, that maybe they just really didn't like that person's house.
Maybe. We skipped over your worst. What was your worst candy? I'm sorry. I didn't mean
I don't know. Maybe I needed to go out trick-or-treating in better neighborhoods or something, because I would get dental things, like floss and toothbrushes and random objects, like things that weren't Halloween-related. It was kind of like just going to a flea market. It was awful.
That was awesome.
Don't sound so enthusiastic about my
That
story.
Was awesome!
Ooh, that was very enthusiastic. You should be an actor.
All right, so what makes a great Halloween costume? Did you guys ever wonder what makes a great one? Don't tell me, like, your personal ones yet. I want to know, what do you think makes a great Halloween costume? Sean, when you put one together, what are you thinking of? What are you looking for?
Death, blood, you know, you could do... I mean, it's cool to see live things and cool people doing cool stuff, but I also want a zombified version of that. I want blood. I want some missing teeth. I want a limp. I want someone to get into it, get some acting, you know, the emotions behind it, or your enthusiasm behind it, the way you acted out. That means a lot. If you're just a normal guy, like, yeah, guys, look, I'm really cool. I'm a gangster. You ain't no gangster. Come on, man. Gangsters don't talk like that. You gotta be like, I'm a gangster.
I felt like just a louder version of the first one, honestly.
We should work on your gangster.
I don't think your gangster is quite as gangster as you think it is.
I'm a gangster. I come here to destroy. No, that's like Russian.
You're Russian. What the I don't hell know why you're happening? Putin. Why are you Putin in this scenario?
Zaya the Destroyer.
Russian space station. What makes
that
it
took a turn
one?
Of events. Yeah. Creativity. Obviously, I like when people make their own costumes rather than spending $80 to just buy one. If you can put something together that's a little bit unique or different, not just the same Harley Quinn or Batman or
I'm cool
Spider-Man.
With Harley Quinn. Everybody can be Harley Quinn. Well, most people can be Harley Quinn.
No, a select few.
All right, just a few people can be Harley Quinn.
There's a few out there.
Margot Robbie can be Harley Quinn.
She absolutely can. Yeah, that's I like seeing people put effort into their costumes. Even if I don't recognize who their character might be, where it's from, what it is, I like seeing that you spent the time to really get into that character and to make your own. And yeah. I like acting it out too. I agree with Sean on that. I like when you act
a bad costume later. Going to Walmart and just going, that one looks cool. Yep. And then just wearing it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Store bought, I am not a fan of. And I'm not knocking anybody that has one. I get it. Sometimes we're in a hurry. We're going to a party. Want to look cool, whatever. Not a fan of them. I just very rarely have I seen a store bought costume that I would say is cool. But I do like when people combine them. Like they take two store bought ones to make something unique. I like that. That's kind of cool.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. You can pick the little bits and pieces like wigs and hats, and you can build your own costume. Like that's fine.
Yeah. Just be creative. I love costumes. To me, a great costume is a creative one. One that just comes out of your mind. I mean, maybe it's a favorite character or something, but you figure out how to make it work. It isn't just you pull up Amazon. You know what? I want to be Jack Sparrow. So where do I, and then, oh, there it is. Everything I need is right there. No, man, do it yourself. Come up with some of that stuff yourself. Be creative.
And you can't be Jack Sparrow unless you're drinking rum, guys. I'm sorry. So be 21 or over, yep. Drink rum, and then be Jack Sparrow.
Really get into character.
Yeah, you got to be plastered.
Exactly.
Try not to hit your girlfriend. I feel like that's not necessarily.
Might have went too far with that. maybe call Tim Burton. I don't know. But, and that's alleged. Let's go with alleged.
Oh, yeah. Allegedly
this
hit
is not a courtroom. God, we're just assuming guilt now. Can you share your best and worst costumes over the years? You pick your best, and best means one, Amanda. It doesn't mean six. Your best and worst.
Two.
Best one costume and worst costume.
Now you're making me choose.
You know what? It's a spirit of giving. Go ahead. You give it your bow.
So one of my, I have two favorites. I feel like if I say so myself, I have a pretty good Mia Wallace costume from Pulp Fiction that I've made myself. I even have the syringe that sticks out of my chest, and I put a little bit of baking soda on my face and make it look like I have some cocaine there too. Do the blood, got the black wig. I have my own little white shirt, and then I wear black leggings and some flats. It's a really easy but super awesome costume, and I love it. But then I also have, I did Alice from Resident Evil years and years ago. And
ooh, nice.
It was just so fun to feel like because I had a red dress in my closet already. So I just threw on some black boots, had this like fake gun, did my hair kind of not necessarily just like hers, but I don't really use wigs too much unless it's like drastic hair color like Mia Wallace. So those were my favorites. But my worst, and I look at pictures and I'm horrified, was a Lady Gaga and Dexter combo. Because the person I went with was Dexter, so I was like, well, I want to be Lady Gaga because I had this really cool costume. But then I worked at a packaging company, like a factory. So I took the skid saran wrap stuff and wrapped it around my body like I was a Dexter victim, but I was Lady Gaga.
Nice. That's cool. Duo costumes are
great.
Fun.
And it was so hot because I wrapped that saran wrap around and around and around, and I was sweating so bad from that.
I just picture like somebody wrapping up you up like with your arms to your sides, so you just kind of wiggle around all day, like
no,
like,
that's the
barely
thing.
Scoot your feet.
It was just like my torso. I didn't wrap the rest of me. It was just
you
a very
done it all the way up.
It was way too hot. So, yeah. What about you guys, though?
Like a snossage.
Yeah.
You don't even know what a snossage is.
I know what a snossage is.
All right. What do you got? What do you got, Sean? Best and worst.
I don't have. I have one in my memory, and it's very faint. I don't really remember. It was like I was a ninja wearing a black headband, possibly whatever. I told you was never really the dress up type. I'm so boring as a kid. I was so afraid of doing it that I really didn't do it. Like I have a memory sort of one, and I can't even remember what it was. Like that's how bad it is. So my best is the same one as my worst, probably.
Okay, what is it?
I think it was some ninja, but I didn't act it out. I didn't have no karate moves. I was a weak ninja. I guess I was like a retired ninja.
That's a good one, though.
You were like a Clint Eastwood ninja. You were just sitting on your porch rocking back and forth. drinking.
Was like, that was when Ninja like Trolls were like in. So maybe it was like a clan soldier. What is it? Foot Clan or something? I can't remember. I'm going to look up pitch. I'm going to look for this. I'll show you guys.
Well, that doesn't really work on a podcast, but I get you.
Hey, share it in the Facebook group.
There you go. Share it in the Facebook group. I went as Walter White. I was pretty proud of that one. I got like a balding cap and put it over my head. And I had a hazmat suit. I got a bag of blue rock candy and was walking around and just getting people to taste my candy all at the time. And I ended up, you know, I did it for an event and then I won first place. And then so I just went to different parties around town to see if I could win again. I won a couple different costumes.
That's awesome.
Contests with that one. I was pretty proud of that one.
See, that's impressive. I think I've seen those photos. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really look like I am bald, but I mean, it's the best I'm going to do without shaving my head because I'm not doing that. I don't need to get in character that day.
Should have went for it.
No, I can't. You know, I'm not a method actor. Pretty laid back. My worst is actually, Manny, you talking about Pulp Fiction? Jules. I was Jules from Pulp Fiction. And I love the costume, but I got like so much flack from it because a couple of idiots like made an issue of them white guy playing a black guy. I'm like, I didn't have blackface or anything. I had a beard. I just had the crazy hair and the beard. That's all I did. But people got negative about it. I love that costume, but caused a lot of grief.
That's one of my favorites. That's so dumb. People are so sensitive. Let it go.
Yeah, some people are. A lot of people loved it. A lot of people loved it.
Yeah.
And those people were right.
Kurt Russell's in your life or Indiana Jones?
I picked one, Amanda. That's what best means. Kind of like when you have a best friend, if you say you have three of them, actually the other two you're lying to.
That's true. Or you can only have one best kid, too. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's right. With that, we're going to move in to a review of Halloween.
Michael Myers is a human being who killed his sister when he was 6 years old. And he came after you. We just want to know why. We want a glimpse inside his mind.
Michael Myers murdered 5 people. And he's a human being we need to understand.
They're transferring him.
Tomorrow, 7:00.
You know, he'll be locked away until the end of his days.
That's the idea.
Laurie, we saw him. We met with Michael. I showed him the mask. It was nothing. No response, nothing. He won't talk to anyone. Never has, but I think he might speak with you.
Bum, 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 bum. 2018. Apparently, we need to use the same name because they couldn't call it Halloween Resurrection. That was already taken. Halloween H2O was H4O. They could have done that, but they didn't. So Halloween, Amanda, lead us away.
All right, so the 2018 Halloween flick is intended to be a direct sequel to the first and takes place 40 years after Michael Myers tried to kill Laurie Strode. He's been locked up in an institution and a transfer gets initiated and goes terribly wrong because, of course, why not? So now Michael is back on the streets and Jamie Lee Curtis reprises her role as Laurie. And still scarred from that vicious night, she's acting like none other than Sydney Prescott from Scream. Yep, I pretty much stole that directly from Aaron's sweet little review.
My review on the site.
Yeah, you're welcome. Terrified.
No, actually, I think you're welcome. It's my review. Well, you stole it from.
But still.
What are you, Quentin Tarantino? You take it and say George?
Yep, that's who I am. So she's terrified of the world around her. She's lost her daughter and her granddaughter, and now they are facing the danger as well. So how will they survive this mass murder? So I want to know what you guys thought of David Gordon Green's take on this, ignoring the rest of the franchise and paying a ton of homage to the original. How did you feel?
I actually liked it a lot. I've never really been a huge fan of Michael Myers and the Halloween movies. Not because I didn't like him, just because I just never gave it a shot. It's one of those movies that you constantly see clips of Michael Myers. So you feel like you know the franchise, even if you haven't seen it. You know, there's plenty of those kind of franchises you've never actually experienced, but you see a lot of them. So Halloween was one of those. After seeing the trailer for the new one in the theater, I was, oh man, I am so in for this. It looks awesome. So I went back and watched the original last week before I saw this one. So I've seen this one. I saw the original. I've seen H2O like years ago, but only thing I remember is Busta Rhymes. So I saw the original last week and then a couple days later saw the new one. I actually really liked it. I like Judy Greer a lot too. So anything she's in, I kind of dig her. I liked it. There was some. It was cool. I guess a lot of people had some issues with it. Maybe you guys know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about the issues in a little bit. But Aaron, what'd you think overall with how they pulled directly from the first? They obviously had those homages. And
Well, I mean, there comes a point where it stops being an homage when you're doing it all the time. And I feel like there's a lot of – it was almost they had a thing where they were constantly ignored. They were saying that the Halloween 2 through the rest of them didn't exist, right? So this is the only movie outside of the first Halloween that exists.
It's a direct sequel.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But they pay nod to all of those sequels regardless. You know, they mention the brother thing. They mention there's several inclinations where they mention it. And I was just like, well, I mean, you can't have it both ways. You decide. But it wasn't enough to bother me. The movie as a whole felt very similar to the original. I feel like they were going back to the very methodically paced, he's a real person. He's really, you know, he's just a brutal killer. He's not supernatural like they got to in the later movies. Halloween 2, not so much. But once you get to 4, 5, and 6, and he's just like, I don't know, he's got this cult breaking him out of jail. And he can, you know, he's Jason Voorhees. He comes back from the, you know, he's a regular guy who's been in prison or a psych unit for 40 years. Waiting for this moment for his 60-year-old ass to break out of jail and start slaughtering people. And, you know, you got Laurie waiting for him. I thought it was an interesting take on it. Nothing really new. I felt like H2O did the same thing. It wasn't really very different from Halloween H2O. But they did some cool stuff. I mean, it's a movie that I thought was okay. I just didn't think it lived up to a lot of the hype it was getting.
Yeah.
It's a typical horror movie, just, you know, with stuff you're familiar with. Yeah, it wasn't really too much new and exciting.
A couple of plot twists that made me want to throw people off roofs. I mean,
yep.
There's that.
Yep, or myself. I mean, it was just pretty terrible.
I definitely I want to stick it out in this world. I wasn't going to not over a Halloween movie, no.
Man. Well, I appreciated that they tried to make those nods to the original and that they weren't just trying to steal the – because we have that problem where a lot of times a movie will come out and it says that it's going to be, you know, we're treating this respectfully, and then they do nothing that resembles the original. In this one, I feel like it tried to, but there were so many clunky things about it that just didn't work. Honestly, there were parts where I was like – Michael Myers seems too motivated and driven by certain things where he doesn't seem as random of a killer as he was. And that was mostly the first act. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my question next for you guys is what did you feel? I felt like the first act was really clunky, and then the second act, it started to get better, but then there was that really ridiculous plot twist, which wasn't really a plot twist if you were even had your eyes open for the movie.
Just a bad move.
And then, yeah, it was really stupid. And then the third act, it wrapped it up pretty well. So did you guys feel similarly that it maybe how the structure of the film worked?
You know, watching the movie the beginning, like 20, 30 minutes, I kind of wasn't into it. So I do agree on that. I kind of was like, oh, this isn't going to be too good. And then I started to like it afterward. But it seemed like Michael Myers as the character was more like coincidental than running into people and killing them rather than he was trying to. It's more like he just kind of walked around like a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really
random,
care.
Very random.
Like,
yeah.
He randomly would run into people. So to me, it was a little weird like that. But I don't know. I just kind of turned my brain off and enjoyed it. Right. I don't know. Some of the killings were cool, but I feel like they could have been more gory on some of them. I feel like they'd show us the aftermath of a killing rather than show them doing it.
Mm hmm.
I liked a lot of the killings I really dug. And the last act, like you talked about, I thought the last act was really well structured. And I really love how it all plays out. I actually thought that was very cool. My biggest problem is the plot. The thing that was great about the first movie, and when people ask me, well, why didn't you love this movie? I love this movie. Why didn't you love it? If you love Halloween 1, you must love this movie. I don't agree with that. What I loved about the first movie is the complete randomness. You were just talking about how random it felt. It didn't feel random to me. You know, in the original movie, it was completely random. He was stalking a girl, not because of anything other than the fact that it was just a random girl that caught his eye. So he was following the baby. He was killing the babysitters. And, you know, it didn't really matter who it was. He just wanted to kill somebody in that neighborhood. And in this one, that's what they're trying to get back. They're trying to say it's the same thing, but almost every character that gets killed is in some way, directly or indirectly, related back to Jamie Lee Curtis's character, Laurie Strode. One way or another, it all leads back to Laurie Strode. And it's like conveniently plotted so that it's going to lead him back to her door. And that's,
they're magnets, dude. They're magnets.
That's just the thing that, like,
okay, he changed.
It was such
course
a stretch. Yeah, it was such a stretch for everything to make it work. I mean, yes, the last act really worked. And I think, you know, I always talk to these guys on the podcast. It's how you end the podcast that really matters, because, you know, how you close it down is what people remember. And that's what I feel happened, because it's such a rah, rah, rah ending that they forget the first 45 minutes is really clunky and badly plotted.
Yeah. And also, everybody pretty much knows from the trailer, there's a moment where you get to see the back and the side of Michael Myers without any of his mask on, because he's at the institution. Right. So it's the very beginning of the movie and it's in the trailers. That
well-chiseled beard on old Mike, by the
way. That was the most, that took me out of the movie at the very beginning, because what? I don't ever want to even see the side profile of his face. I don't want him to be
your own picture
outside in the giant sunlight. I want it to feel like you're genuinely terrified of this person, and instead you have them, what, one chain link to a block? That's it? That's all you have for this person who seemingly gets out of every scenario?
Well, but I'm defending this movie, and I just thought it was an okay movie. I felt like they were just trying to say he's not supernatural. He's not going to be able to break out of a chain. He's not that cool. He's not super-powered. He's just a guy. He's just a guy with a mission in mind, and it's very methodical and it's very evil, but he's just a guy. He can die. That's what I think they were trying to say. Even though
I didn't like seeing him either. I felt like it was a little weird. So, you know, I picture him in like no hair on his face.
It changes your, because you've always had your own idea of who this person is.
I mean, I see what you're saying.
And so you're now telling me this is who's behind the mask. I don't want to know.
I mean, the first one, I just watched the first one right before I saw this one. They show his full face.
But I feel very
briefly, though, right? When the mask comes off.
Yeah, very, very briefly.
This was like a 10, 15 minute setup where we're just watching.
All you see is whiskers. It's not like you get
the side profile.
I mean, I wasn't really checking out his.
It's too much. And I also, I think more than anything.
I was like, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
If they would have set it in a dark setting, so if they would have had him inside, locked inside a room or something like that, even if it's a padded room, that would have been more eerie to me than dude hanging out in all the sunshine. Like he's just, I'm just enjoying
getting my
vitamin
D on.
Yeah.
Getting my vitamin D on. That's some cool kills, though. And a lot of characters I really liked. The actors I liked for the most part.
So was there, without spoiling anything, obviously, mm-hmm. was there a favorite moment or a favorite way someone died? You don't have to, don't use he or she.
Oh, my favorite moment's easy. When the babysitter's talking to that little kid on the couch, that's my favorite moment. That kid rocked.
He was hilarious.
That little kid rocked.
Yeah, that kid was awesome, man.
Yep. I actually want to go back and see the movie again. Just for that. That kid was that good. I want to spin off with just him walking around going, where's my babysitter at? That's what I want.
Mine's the end section. That was my favorite part, was that end little, our last raw, where it's not a baby, it's a
well, let's not do that one, because that is a spoiler.
Is that a spoiler? It's a line.
Yeah
That little kid had it coming. Hey, it's his fault for crawling through a bear trap.
nice try.
There's a part in the movie where someone's face gets smashed into the ground. And that was pretty brutal, and I loved it.
See, I thought that was too much.
I did not.
All right.
You're gonna,
it's like
stomp
a smashed pumpkin.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was, and it was very interesting. That's not a kill that I've seen performed that way before. It was something that made this a little bit unique.
Here, let me replicate it for you.
Yeah, pretty much it. The scene
I really do like, too, and it's actually in the trailer, so this isn't a spoiler, where he just kind of reaches over the bathroom stall and drops the teeth. I don't know why I really like that.
Oh, that was
the
sound of the
teeth bouncing off the ground, or the, you know, the tiles of the bathroom.
That's a whole, like, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
Also,
I like toying with your kills in those movies. And not in real life.
I also like how they're bringing podcasts in the movies now more days, like these podcasters, you know?
Yeah, we're doing it. You know what? It made sense. They're doing a true crime podcast, and I actually got on board from that. I'm like, I love true crime podcasts. Where's this going?
That would have been cool for them to extend those characters a little bit, their character arcs. So anyway, so your overall thoughts, I think we have an idea of how you guys feel, but if the full price of admission were $10, what would you pay?
I would pay $7.
I'm going to go $5. It's worth a watch, but it's not exceptional. It's average.
I'm going $4.50.
So you didn't really like it.
It was just below average.
All right.
That's because just when I really got pulled in by the movie in the second act, they did something really stupid, and I was like, "Now I have to get into it all over again," and that's really hard to do when you're already past the midpoint of a movie.
There is one plot point that once that twist happens, you're like, you're either on board or you just want to take the movie off the screen and throw it down the road.
It's stupid. You see it coming a mile away. It's not even, it's like they didn't even try to make it not a twist.
Well, you see it coming, but you're like, please don't. Just don't.
Please don't. And then they do.
And then they do it.
And then they're like,
no!
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. You guys will tell me later.
Okay, we will.
We will.
We will.
I'm trying to like put the pieces together in my brain, and I'm not, puzzle's too big for me. Too many pieces.
Understood, man. Now let's go to our main topic, Halloween. Halloween is one of those rare holidays where it makes people want to watch a specific kind of movie. And we're not just going to talk about horror, but right now horror does apply. So do you remember your first experience with horror movies, Amanda?
I have been told my first experience was Halloween when I was around 6 years old, but I don't really remember it. I remember seeing the movie, like just I can remember picturing it. But the one I recall watching the most, and I do mean the most in my life, is Poltergeist, an absurd number of times. It was my favorite. It probably wasn't even as long as I feel like it was, because when you're a child, you have the memory where you're like, this took place for years, and really it was like a week. But I would go into Blockbuster, and I was always told and encouraged to kind of look around and pick something out, or maybe I just left my parent and looked around anyway when I wasn't supposed to. But that was the movie that I always kind of clung to for a little while, was to rent Poltergeist, go back to Blockbuster and re-rent it. And I loved it so much.
So did it scare you?
There was a part where, because I had a box TV, so sometimes it would just do like the...
Maybe Carol Ann's in that.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to go into the
channel,
TV.
Seeing if you're going to hear it.
I just did not like the noise from that point on. Yeah. And young people probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's static. That's when nothing's on your channel. You actually get static.
Yeah. And so that freaked me out for some years, because even now I don't really like the sound of it. But other than that, I don't think it terrified me. I did, as I got older... And I watched Scream. I wasn't scared by it when I watched it, but I had a terrifying nightmare when I was asleep that there were like 10 ghost faces in my room, and I was sleeping on the top bunk of my bed, and my dream was that they were all killing me on my top bunk.
That's the script for Scream 5. Just 10 ghost faces. It's a football team. Football team is coming after Sidney Prescott.
But yeah, Poltergeist pretty much took it. That was my first experience that I remember.
What's yours, Sean? And remember, I just got to point this out, Amanda, what's your first experience? She shares like 4. So, Sean, what is your first experience with horror?
Well, Poltergeist is really, really freaky. I remember that. And also, okay, no, for real, it's there's this movie called Invaders from Mars.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched a trailer for it to remind me why this was so scary, because I couldn't even keep my eyes open. I was at my uncle's house, and they have it playing, and I couldn't even look at the TV. I was so scared of this. I don't know why. I just watched the trailer. It's PG. I was like, wait, all this time this is PG?
You really were a scared kid.
This alien something crashes in this kid's backyard, and I don't remember. Like, they start taking over parents and teachers and stuff, and everyone's like, David Gardner, and they're just like talking to this kid, and everyone's possessed, all the parents and stuff, and it was so freaky I couldn't even watch it, but it would be like on repeat, so I eventually got the whole movie. But I was really surprised when I just watched the trailer this weekend, and it was PG. I was laughing. It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's a really kind of, I mean, I get it. I remember watching that one, but it's kind of tepid. by today's
standards. I was 6 years old, so.
Okay, hey.
I was probably like 30.
This is also the same guy who was afraid to dress in a costume, okay? Yeah. Give him a break.
Man, you're so sheltered you were.
A break of that Kit Kat bar.
At least you got a whole Kit Kat bar.
Yeah, and Poltergeist is also on my list. One of those ones I couldn't watch the TV. It's just too scary. The tree and all that. And, the pool in the backyard. Like, something terrifying about all that.
That stuff just rarely ever works for me, the ghost thing.
Oh, but man, that's the only thing that gets me.
I think you have to believe in it somewhat.
Think I do.
Let me tell you, if a ghost is going to take you, he's not going to stick you in the television. Unless he has, cable's already expensive enough. To throw a body in there, it's going to like triple the rate. I don't know how you stream that.
And also VHS, just the covers of movies were a lot scarier. At a certain age, you couldn't even walk down that and like, oh, you just brief over and see like the scariest looking like skeleton face thing. And you're like traumatized for days. Like the covers were way worse. Like nowadays, the covers are tame. Back then they would scare you. You just think about that cover for days. Like,
now it's just like somebody's face next to the title.
Well, and you don't even have to see it now because you're ordering
Natalie
most
Dormer
of your stuff online.
Next to the title or something, which might do it for some people. Like me. My first experience, and I remember it like clear as a bell, was seeing Friday the 13th in the drive-in. My mom took me to see Friday the 13th in the drive-in for my birthday because it came out on Friday the 13th. And I was running around telling everybody that, it's my birthday, it's Friday the 13th, today's my birthday. And then I'd watch this scary movie. And people apparently thought my mom was a bad parent for taking such a little kid to see Friday the 13th, but I liked it.
How old were you?
I don't know. I'm not going to date myself because then people are like looking it up. But
about 30.
Yeah, I was 35 when Friday the 13th first came out.
Mom took him.
Go to hell. Go to hell.
All right. That sounds like a kick-ass mom. I wish my mom would take me to her. My mom won't watch anything to do with scary movies. But I do remember going to drive-ins and like you could watch the other theaters just without sound. You could watch some horror movies and stuff you're not supposed to by just looking over to at the other screen.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. That was awesome.
My mom would always, like, she explained how everything worked, though. So it was never just going to look at horror movies. I mean, she would explain how the special effects worked and here's how this works so you're not terrified. So it really took it out of the impact out a lot because I knew how it worked by then. So when I saw it, that guy's not dead. That lady's not dead. That's just makeup, you know. So I think you see it. You don't get as scared when you see that in a certain way. How do you determine what movies make your Halloween list? Everybody's got a Halloween list. I know I do anyway, where every year you're watching, it's kind of a rotation. Maybe you might throw an extra one in every now and again, but usually it's about the same 7, 8, 9, 10 movies, whatever. How do you determine what makes your list?
Things that remind me of the bliss of my childhood when Halloween, like you have a certain level of innocence, of course, as a child, but life is a little bit, Halloween is so much more fun when you're a kid. Because everybody's excited for you to enjoy the holiday. When you're an adult, people are just kind of like, you need to tone it down. This is not Christmas. You need to breathe a little bit.
Yeah, what the hell is that about? If it's Christmas, you're allowed to just be singing carols all day long. But if you get
for
excited about Halloween,
month and a half.
You're a freak.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
People suck.
Yeah.
Except so, you guys listen. You guys listen are awesome.
You guys are awesome. Also, things that get my adrenaline going, kind of like when people go on a roller coaster, I like getting that feel from watching a really scary movie.
Like a Final Destination roller coaster? Because they all died.
No, I don't go on roller coasters at all. And it's not because of that. I'm scaredy cat.
Nobody asked.
Yeah, okay. Also, if there's... You're such an asshole sometimes.
I made myself laugh way too hard.
If a movie has a really unique take on anything in the horror or thriller genre that I can't turn it away, those movies end up getting into my rotation.
Like which kind? Like give me an example.
Trick or Treat was really different.
One. Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I didn't expect to love it as much as I did. And then I watched it and I was like, wow, why are people not loving this a whole lot more? And it's just one of those where it's got a very typical take, but it's also got a lot of uniqueness to it.
Mm-hmm. So, visually, it's a very nice movie to watch. Like it's very well shot.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you, Sean, what determines what movies you're going to throw on your Halloween list?
Don't have a Halloween list, guys. I just kind of watch what's out. VOD, movie theaters. I don't really rewatch movies, so I don't.
That's right. Take back I remember anything. That about you.
So I just kind of watch the new stuff. You know, a lot of it's disappointing, but it's fun.
There's
I wish I had a list where I just went back and like, oh yeah, I could watch. Let's go back and watch Friday the 13th. But I don't know. I don't really rewatch. I feel so lame. I'm sorry.
That's not lame. Hey,
everybody's got preferences.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot more new content than I probably do because every year I'm watching similar movies. Not all the ways the same, but I try to throw a new one in there every year. But typically, I go through a list and a lot of whatever will make my wife leave the room, I watch that. Because she gets scared easy, and I don't like watching horror movies with her because she's constantly, you know, and not in the she's creeped out. It's more like, I don't like this kind of way. So, you know, that's not fun.
Don't go in there. Stupid. The killer's in there. Duh. Obviously, the killer's in that closet. Like, no.
No, I like that. That doesn't bother me at all. That's always funny. It's more like, that just looks awful. Why are they doing that? That's so horrible. You know, that kind of stuff. I'm like, get out of here. You're so uptight. But she doesn't listen, though. It's okay. But mostly, I just I try to find movies that speak to me. Probably like Amanda said, childhood stuff that I grew up watching. I try to find something new, and then I try to mix it up with things that I've kind of I haven't seen in a couple years, and I'm trying to mix that up. I do watch Trick or Treat like almost every year, though. Now,
that's yeah, it's in my rotation.
Yeah, it's in my heavy rotation.
You know, I really feel like I want to go watch Trick or Treat, and I do have it. So, you know, that's one of the few movies I own physically. So, you know, I feel like I need to watch that soon.
Do it.
I haven't seen it in years.
Now, do people ever judge you for loving horror movies? Because, Sean, you love horror movies. Do people ever judge you for that?
Not really judge me, but, you know, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Like, my family, like my mom and stuff is not into horror movies, so she wouldn't, like, go watch a horror movie with me. Or I couldn't, like, let's watch a horror movie tonight. So it was more like my thing where I just kind of be in my room watching horror movies. When I was a younger kid, we'd borrow horror movies from my aunt and my cousin, and we'd watch them with all of us kids would watch it while the parents are at work. So I never really got any judgment for it. But you know, it is not really. When I was in church a lot, though, they you know it was kind of weird. Like, hey, why are you watching horror movies about killing people? Like, that's wrong. That's a sin. All right.
Yeah, when I was younger. And my mother just was not a fan of movies like The Crow. And I'm going to tell you a story.
The Crow? What's wrong with The Crow?
It was
Is
satanic.
It because she was sad about Brandon Lee dying?
No.
Well, that's the only reason that works.
But I had paid for this Crow hoodie and I had saved up my money and I went to the store and I was infatuated with this hoodie. Spent $50 on this ridiculous hoodie. Yeah.
That's a really expensive hoodie.
It was.
Did it fly?
I wish. It flew into the garbage by my mother's hands.
Oh, snap. No, it did not.
I went to my other parents' house for the weekend, came back, and that was suddenly missing. Oh, I don't know where it went. And that was just like days after she had told me.
Threw it away while you weren't even there?
Yeah. That's I didn't even have to say goodbye. Man. I had it for like 3 days. No joke. And it was just gone. And I loved it so much. So yes, I've been judged for my appreciation for film.
Wow.
But I think sometimes I can get why people judge some like slasher horror films because it is a little bit of a weird infatuation we have that we are okay watching people get murdered on TV.
I don't know.
That's true. You don't know. I mean, for us, hopefully most of us, we don't. It's because we don't understand that desire and we like to experience fear. So that's why I enjoy it. And I think once I explain it to people where I'm like, I don't enjoy people dying. I just like to experience that terror. Then they're a little bit more understanding and I'm looked at as less weird.
I've been judged a lot, but I don't care. You do what you want. I like them. There's really nothing you can do to make me not like them. I know how they're made. I know it's fake. So you know, sometimes you'll see people that get pretty uptight about heavy gore. It doesn't really bother me. I don't like gore for the sake of gore. I just it doesn't really do much for me, but it doesn't bother me. My brother's into really intense horror movies. Like he loves the Japanese style. You know what I'm talking about, Sean? Like the really twisted horror movies.
Siberian film, stuff like that goes overboard.
Yeah, it just goes way too far. But you know, it never bothers me, but I know that, like some people look at that and wow, that's just disgusting. Why would you watch something like that? I'm like, that's what he's into. Who cares? I mean, I know for a fact he's not killing people, so who cares? Let him enjoy
it. Well, do you know for a fact?
No, but I'm certain.
You're like 65.
He's a good guy. So let's just leave it at that. If he is, he didn't mean it. So if, but we love those kinds of movies, and we always have growing up, and it's just because they're fun to watch. Why are they fun? I could not explain, but I know that it's not because I want people to get hurt in the real world. It's just, I like seeing crazy stuff on screen.
Well, and to that point, why do we enjoy watching comedies where we make fun of other people? I know it's not to the same extent as murdering someone, but we don't judge people for enjoying those types of movies.
You know, I wonder, this is a legitimate wonder, as sensitive as our culture has gotten about everything, you know, so people aren't making the same kind of comedy that they were 10 years ago because they're afraid of offending people.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do we get to the point where horror movies are tackled for being too much?
I'm sure it's getting there.
You know?
Right now it's video games.
I don't think so. I think maybe because it's got that radar barrier where comedies are more open to more people. Where if you're going into a radar comedy, a radar horror movie, you kind of want the gory stuff. I mean, there are those genre PG-13 ones that you see a lot in the theaters, which are really tame and kind of lame most of the time. But
you know, I was thinking about the question too, about if people judge us for watching horror movies. And I thought, if they do, I'm kind of okay with it because I do judge people that don't like them. Like,
that's true.
I'm like, why don't you like them? They're fun. I don't get what's so fun about them. Why don't you? I mean, you know, it's fun. Don't you ever sit there and haven't you ever been at your work and you're looking at Jim? Jim's over there by the copy machine and you just wish you could throw Jim off the balcony. Now, you wouldn't because you're a good person. But if they made a movie where you get to watch somebody throw Jim off that balcony, I bet you'd enjoy it a little bit more.
Or
that's what those movies are, cathartic.
Movies like the Belko Experiment, where you get to kill your coworkers. What an interesting premise.
Okay. Mm,
yeah, that was interesting. Oh, well, is Jim a sports fan? She'll definitely throw him off a building.
Yes, of course he is. Because the whole time he's at the copy machine, he's talking about his fantasy football scores.
He's probably flooding my Facebook feed with go, 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 score. I'm like, what? I don't know. Some sports is happening right now.
Yeah. Bye, Jim. We're going to miss you.
Bye, Jim. Yep.
You know what?
I'm going to Spartan kick you. This is Sparta.
We're going to get away from horror for a little bit. Are there any great family-friendly Halloween movies or TV specials that you get into?
I have a few.
Okay. Let her rip.
Casper.
Oh, with Christina Ricci before she got around.
Yeah. E.T., a lot of people forget. It's a great, because it takes place in Halloween.
That's a really good point. I would never put it in the category of Halloween movie, but I could see
and
that.
And it does. If we consider Die Hard a Christmas movie, then E.T.
Can I just
definitely...
real quick to interrupt you? I'm sorry. I've been watching The House on The Haunting of Hill House.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
And Henry Thomas is in that.
Oh,
Elliot from E.T.
Yeah, that's him.
The whole show, 10 episodes, all I keep waiting is for him to once just say, ouch. Just do it. Just say,
aww,
ouch. And he hasn't yet. It's very disappointing. He even got an owie at one point. I'm like, oh, just say it. Do it. And he doesn't do it. It's very sad.
I just rewatched E.T. last night. And I forgot how, because I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. And I forgot how much magic is truly in that movie. And it holds, oh my God,
it's perfection.
Incredible.
It really is perfection.
Really beautiful and touching. I sobbed, straight up sobbed at the end of the movie. And I haven't, I mean, I cry
I'll
a lot, but.
Be right here.
Aww.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about the happy stuff again.
That is happy.
I mean.
He goes back home.
I know.
Yeah, he fly past the moon.
Yeah.
But it's still
he makes
sad.
Bicycles fly. And one version, the FBI agents have guns. One version, they don't. I don't know which one you watched.
I don't think they had guns.
It's
this
very,
was
it's
from
very
the
important.
It was Spielberg collection.
Yeah.
So I would hope not.
He realized he made a mistake by
checking them out. And then also Halloween Town. I know you guys probably aren't as familiar with these because these are
Halloween
Town? It's a Disney one, but it's actually really
Why
good.
Why are you saying it like I should know what the hell this is? I don't know. Because
it's
Halloween
actually pretty
Town.
Popular, family friendly.
I don't
Halloween
have time
movie.
For family friendly, all right? I'm too busy looking for massacres.
That's
kidding.
True.
Yeah.
But this one, it is a lot of, it's fun and it's, you know, it's more of the, obviously like for younger kids, but it's still a cute movie. And then, of course, the all time, the greatest, Hocus Pocus.
Wow. Yeah.
My ears just blew.
What?
Is that a big one for you?
Amuck, 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 amuck. Yes.
I saw the movie once, and I do not remember any of that.
That's what she does. That's what Sarah Jessica Parker's character. She jumps up and down and she says, "Amok, amok."
Okay, amok, I got to ask, because the first time I saw that movie, I thought it was horrible. Now, I'm willing to concede that maybe I need to rewatch it.
Yes, you do.
Okay, slow down. But explain to me what it is about that movie, because a lot of people love it. Sean's over here just laughing like she's gonna make you watch it.
I am.
Why do you love this movie? Short review here.
I think it's fun. It's not too creepy, but it has those elements, and also the dialogue. I love the dialogue. There's funny moments. It's one of those movies where you get the feel of Halloween, but you also get a little bit of comedy and sass and snark. And I like that. I like that those witches, and that the not just the witches have power in this town, but also the humans do. And it's just a really good movie. You're going to have to rewatch it.
All right. No, that's I will give it another shot. I vow to give it another shot. So for the next Halloween special, I will have watched Hocus Pocus again. And if it still sucks, I'm going to say it still sucks. But a lot of people love it.
You can still be wrong then.
A lot of people love it. Anything else family friendly?
Those are mine.
Sean, you got anything family friendly?
Yeah, I can think of a couple. Gremlins, of course, is classic.
That's a good one.
Fun.
Feels more Christmassy.
I was going to say more Christmassy
for me.
But hey,
you can watch it anytime.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
That's a great one.
Anything Tim Burton is great. Mm-hmm. You know, any of those. Anything Tim Burton is great for family. But, you know, I just saw The House with the Clock on the Walls. Although the movie was okay, that was a great, like, horror starter kit for kids. Because there was some creepy stuff in that movie that is going to start kids off, you know, on their path to want to discover more horror stuff. And I thought that was great. And that was a family-friendly movie.
I keep hearing, because I'm not a fan of Eli Roth, his directing. I like him as a person and his AMC show, but mm-hmm. I just don't like his directing. But I've heard that he seems more suited for this than he does horror movies. Is that true? Like he had a better knack for directing here?
It was a kind of fun movie. Jack Black, you know, basically makes the movie. If you're into Jack Black, you'll like it. If you're not, you may not like it. But it was really good. And some of the direction and some of the horror stuff was really creepy with these mannequins. And you're like, oh, if I was a kid seeing this, like this would be scary as hell. So imagine it's kind of borderline, like where you can kind of play with like, oh, how can we scare the kids without going overline and gore? Because sometimes, you know, Eli Roth just kind of fall apart where he tries to do too much. I thought it was pretty good. Pretty good for the whole family.
I'm a fan of Madea Boo Halloween.
Yes! How did I forget?
I just watched those last year for the first time.
I like those movies, man. I really do. I like those movies.
So funny.
I'm borderline ashamed, but I really enjoy those movies. I also like Ernest Scared Stupid. I don't care. I kind of like Ernest.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel that's important to mention. You already talked about Nightmare Before Christmas. So, but I was really surprised how much, especially the first one, that Madea Halloween, I really thought was funny. I just thought it was really funny.
That moment where they're just in that room at the house, they're just all, the banter goes on for like 15 minutes.
Yes.
It's so funny, man. So funny.
Oh, so good. All right. Top five all-time Halloween movies. Doesn't matter. Horror, anything else. Whatever you consider your top five of Halloween movies. Sean, give it to us.
Okay, so there's a small list of my favorite horror movies of all time.
He's got papers ruffling here.
He did homework.
Yeah.
Okay. Devil's Rejects. That's actually one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
That's great.
I love it. Yeah. It's fun. It makes you want to be on the side of the killers. It just makes it interesting. Tremors. Is one of my all-time favorite movies of all time.
Good choice.
Don't know why. It's not that great. I just love it.
No, it's great. You own it, don't you?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's that's freaking awesome. I'm sad they never made a good sequel. Okay. Blair Witch Project, just classic.
Yeah.
Scary movie. The Evil Dead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Groovy. Mm-hmm.
Evil Dead, and I really, really liked the remake. I really loved that remake.
It was really good.
It was so well done. They did it completely different. It was still great. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Jane Levy was really, that's where she put me, she put Jane Levy, or Levy, on my radar, like, forever.
Yeah.
And The Descent.
You got a really eclectic list. I like that.
Yeah, The Descent's just, it gives me a panic attack thinking of them. These girls crawling through these little holes of rocks down the caves where they may get trapped forever. Like, it gives me a panic attack. Wow.
That ending. Yeah, that ending is messed up too. You know what? Your list, you mentioned Blair Witch. Do you remember, I mean, when that was the most popular movie on the planet, and now people like to, it's one of those things where it got so popular, people love to pick on it. That movie's still great.
Yeah.
I just rewatched it last year, and that movie's still great. I don't care what anybody says.
It started at the beginning of a whole brand new genre. Like,
absolutely.
Anything found footage is directly linked to Blair Witch coming out. Like, it's just, you know, you don't get to see too many movies where somebody does something completely different. And like, when we were kids watching that, I mean, I was a teenager. Actually, I was a young adult, and I didn't know if it was real or not. Like, all of us are like, was that real? Like, was that actual footage? We had no idea. It was really messing with our brains.
Yeah, it's so good. And, you know, I know there were other found footage movies before, but that one was so successful. That's what created that genre. That's what made it so popular. My top five in no particular order. So I'm in no particular order. Trick or Treat. That's always in my rotation. Stephen King's Silver Bullet. It's just one of my favorite horror movies of all time. I absolutely freaking love that movie. It's just there's a werewolf killing people in a small town, and a kid in a wheelchair is trying to solve who it is.
You made me watch that last year.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Whew.
I've never heard of it. That sounds cool, though.
Oh, man, it's really good. It's got Gary Busey before he got in his motorcycle accident. So he's like an uncle, and he makes his motorized wheelchair for his nephew. And his nephew goes off, lights fireworks on a bridge, and then a werewolf basically attacks. And then it's him trying to figure out who in town is the werewolf. It's really cool.
It's actually pretty good.
Pretty good. Number three, or not in any particular order, so not number three, just the
your third
one. Yeah, Halloween. It's got to make my list because I've watched it so many times, and it says Halloween in the title. The Crow is definitely on my list because it happens on Halloween night, and it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And then this movie doesn't get mentioned nearly enough, but there's not a single Halloween that goes by that I do not watch this movie, and there's no better way to watch it than with a crowd of people if you can find one. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes! I feel so ashamed.
Guys, I've never seen it.
What?
Oh my God, Sean, I would fly to California and take you to a showing where there's people and they're throwing things.
Rice.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Damn it, Janet.
And they're singing. And then we do the time warp again. And then there's a sexy transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
It's so good.
Yes.
God, I love it. Now I really want to watch it.
It's so good in a not good way. You know, it's not good, but it's great. It's hard to explain.
It's a feeling. Won't forget it. Yeah.
I'm on an emotional high right now thinking about it. Rocky Horror is great. Love Rocky Horror.
Man, I feel so bad that I didn't put it on my list.
You know what? It can still pop up, you know?
Yeah, I could change it.
All right. What's your top five, Amanda?
So I have, and this is in order, number five, Trick or Treat.
Hmm.
Number four, The Crow. Number three, Poltergeist. Number two, Hocus Pocus. Number one, Scream.
Scream, huh?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I freaking love that. The franchise, but I love the first one.
Love it.
I was madly in love with Skeet for some years. Like, I, like, hardcore crushed on him. Even though, like, I mean, he's pretty creepy. Like, I think he creeps me out because he plays that role pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still like, yeah. He can get it.
Okay. That got really uncomfortable. Okay. Do you guys want to hear Lister top 10?
Let's hear it.
Okay. I think we're at, you know, it might be 10 or 11. I'm not sure here, but starting at the bottom.
Don't you know how to count?
No, not very good at it. Casper. Well, it looks like there's a tie. So Casper, The Exorcist, Poltergeist, The Thing. And that's one with Kurt Russell because it's the only one that matters. A Nightmare Before Christmas. Trick or Treat, Nightmare on Elm Street, and now we have the top four here. The Cabin in the Woods is number four.
That's a good one.
Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, that's a good one. Number three, Scream. There you go, Amanda. Number two, Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
And number one.
Really?
Yo.
I mean, out of.
Really?
It's right. Popular. It's.
I will pimp slap you.
It's popular. And number one, no big surprise, Halloween.
That doesn't surprise me. But it does surprise me that Hocus Pocus beat out all of those others.
It surprises all of us.
Yes, you're with me. You understand. No. See, I wasn't being trying to be mean.
I think it deserves its position. I'm just surprised that many other people agree with me.
Me too. Did you do all the voting? Did you just keep,
I went into everybody's life.
Create a bunch of accounts so you could do that?
Yep.
That's what it feels like.
I would have put Scream before.
You wanted my login info the other day.
Yeah.
Hey, just,
Sean, thanks for your password.
Give me your password real quick. Don't worry about it. Just going to do a thing. Don't worry about it, Dave. Just a thing.
Just taking care of some stuff.
Just a thing. Do you guys have any favorite Halloween-themed TV episodes? We didn't really talk. Is there like TV shows? What?
Well, it's... Okay. The episode aired in December, but Buffy the Vampire Slayer is in itself a Halloween-feeling show. And they had one episode that I think was the creepiest that they've ever had, which was Hush.
Oh, Hush is great.
An incredible piece of television. And it to
That's
this
the one where they don't talk the
they
entire can, episode.
Yeah. They're not, they're not allowed. They physically cannot speak, which is terrifying for me because we know how much I love to do monologues.
Not for Sean and I. We think that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, right? And everybody listening, too. But it was really, really well done. I am thoroughly impressed by that episode, and I love rewatching it around this time of year.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Do you guys have
the only one I can think of is the Simpsons, like Treehouse of Horror. Oh,
yes.
Like, those are always a lot of fun. It's been a year since I've actually watched the Simpsons, but you know, you always look forward to that. What are they going to do this year? And they always have, you know, they always have the awesome intro where they run to the couch and there's something cool happening because it's Halloween. And yeah, I miss watching the Simpsons. It's been a while, but those were always fun.
Yeah, I do try to watch those. And Night Court. Night Court always had my favorite Halloween because every year had a Halloween themed episode every year. And it was great. I still rewatch them sometimes. I'll go and dig out the episodes from each season and just throw on a few of them and watch them.
I don't remember any of the Halloween episodes in particular, but I do like Night Court.
Night Court's a great show. One of the best of all time.
Also, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The Halloween episodes are the best in that. I mean, seriously, the
they're
best
episodes.
They're
so great. You don't even think about them until just now.
You prompted me. Because I think about something that's very creepy. Not just people who are like normal comedians doing a dress up like regular people. Mm-hmm. But they do a theme every year where their holiday episode is, it started, maybe it was the first season, I really honestly don't remember. But what happens is the main guy is trying to get something. He's trying to beat out his captain. Jake Peralta is trying to get one over on his captain or whomever he's against that day. And so by the end of the night, he has to try to win this thing. And they always have this very elaborate scheme and skit that happens for, you know, within the show, the characters do. And sometimes they're teaming up together and going behind that person's back. It's just a lot of fun. It's something that you would want to be a part of if you had that cool of coworkers.
That would be fun. All right. Last question before we finish this show off with a really cool little game. Who is your favorite killer of any medium, film, TV, books, whatever? Who's your favorite killer and why? Sean.
Okay. Well, this is going to be three, but it's going to make sense. Okay.
God damn it. Why is one so hard for you people?
Okay. Well, because this is three that goes together. So okay. Baby Otis and Captain Spaulding.
Oh, okay. Explain.
Because they just made it fun, right? They were killing people and they were terrible people, but you were on their side. And I love that part of the Devil's Rejects. It just was so much fun to be on their side. You're like, get them, kill them. You know, instead of like, no, don't trip. Don't go in that door. It's like, go get them. They tripped, get them. You know, like it made it so much fun. Their stupid banner and Baby's stupid voice. And I liked it.
Have you ever seen that one, Amanda?
No.
That's a Rob Zombie movie. It's a sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses, but it's so much better than
Is it?
House of
the-
yeah, it really
I,
is.
I mean, I've heard. Obviously, I know what it is. I just haven't watched
Three sadistic killers, and they're basically just going on a kill spree. That's right.
And you're on their side. You're not on, like, the people. You're not on the civilian side. You're on the killer side. Like, you want them to kill people. Like, get them!
Wow.
I don't know if I agree with
that
one. I
think you've got some pent-up anger there.
I don't know if I'm with him on that one, but I get where he's coming from.
Yeah. I was digging it. You know, Captain Spaulding punking kids for the people for the cars. She's like, yeah, take that car, Spaulding. Awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it, man. I love that movie so much.
It's funny because I don't like Rob Zombie as a director. The Halloween movies just don't even get me started. I just do not
They're
like them.
They're terrible.
But The Devil's Rejects is a legitimately great movie. I really love that movie. I've watched it numerous times. So I don't know. I mean, go back and make one of them again, man, because you knew how to do that.
Well, they got one coming, right? The new one. It's going to be, I forget what it's called.
Okay.
There's the sequel to that.
I'll watch that. I'll definitely watch that. I've kind of given up on Zombie, but I'll watch that one. Amanda? Who is your favorite killer of any medium?
We're picking one.
Yeah.
So I have to choose between my two real quick.
Because
I had one for movies, books, and then I had one for TV.
Nope,
I'm going to go with my TV.
Just pick one.
Dexter.
That's a good one.
I love Dexter. I love the justice that Dexter serves. The vigilante anti-hero type of man.
Is it vigilante?
See, you're on the killer's side. Awesome. I agree.
I think it's kind of vigilante-y.
I mean, it's also murdery.
It is very murdery, but it's for a good reason. He's not... you're right. He is doing it for personal reasons. He's doing it to fulfill his inner darkness. So I guess he would be much more of an anti-hero. We shouldn't get into the hero-villain anti-hero debate, though, without John.
It's okay. No, that's a good one. Why do you like him so much? Just because of the justice or just because of
his... I appreciate that he always had rules and he adhered to them. So he wasn't out to... He knew what he had within him. He knew that he had a problem. And I'm not saying that I would want anybody to legitimately murder someone, regardless of if you had that inner desire. But I appreciated in an entertainment value that he always had a moral code and he abided to it. And he opened up as a character. He was one of those characters that was so walled in because of all of the issues of dealing with this his whole life and just how he was from the get-go. That once he started to grow up and open up and have those relationships, it was very exposing and it was very interesting to watch that happen and see that character arc grow. But still, he never lost that piece of him. He was never not going to be a killer.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it. He knew he was going to do it for the right reasons. He was only going to kill the wrong people. So
that's good. Mine, I mean, it's really no surprise if you know me. Jason Voorhees is my favorite. By a country mile, because he's relentless. And you're talking about Dexter and how he had a code and he abided by the code. Jason has no code. He doesn't care. You get in his way, you're going to die. You could be a 13-year-old virgin, fresh out of saving a puppy from falling out of a tree at a church. He'll still kill you. I respect that.
Yeah, he'll kill you while you're having sex. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
that's just rude. Wait till I'm done. Let the guy... Well, sometimes he does, like in those movies. And I don't know if that's because he's being nice. He's like, you know what? You guys look like you're having a good time. I'll come back. I got like three other kids in the kitchen. I'll take care of them. I'll come back. But you better be done by
the time I get back.
I don't have all day. I got stuff to do.
You look up at the tree. You just see a hockey mask just watching.
He's like filming it. He's got his camera.
Troll coming from underneath.
He's got his iPhone out. Hey, zoom in. All right, got it. All right, and kill you.
What kind of iPhone does Jason have? Does he have the iPhone X?
He's got to have the X. Got to. All right, now we're going to play a fun game, I think. How do you survive? So I'm going to list four typical horror or Halloween scenarios, okay? Then each of us is going to share exactly how they would survive if it happened to them. Have as much fun with this as you want to. And we're going to do the same order every time just to make it easier. Amanda, me, Sean. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, give me some. Okay, I'm gonna improv these guys. Let's have some fun.
You you do that. So Amanda, me, Sean. The first scenario. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Being pursued by a cold-blooded killer through the woods. You trip and you fall just as the killer arrives. How do you survive?
Well, more than likely, I still have my purse on me, and that thing weighs at least 5 pounds. So I'm taking it and I'm swinging he or she across the face with it. Mm-hmm. That's going to get them, at least they have to take a second to rebound from that, because I'm telling you, there's a lot in there. And then I'm going to kick them in the groin when they lean over because, ouch, that hurts.
Good move. Groin's always good.
Yeah. I'm going to take their head and I'm going to smash their face into my knee, and then I'm running. And I'm not a runner, but I'm going to run out of there.
Gone. Amanda Wick.
Amanda Wick.
And I'm screaming. I should mention that too. I'm going to be screaming the whole way.
Of course, of course. Because you want to alert the killer to exactly where your location is.
You're in the woods. No good.
Oh, that's
just
true.
Running out of breath.
Yeah, that's true.
You're right. I'm not a runner. I can't run and scream at the same time.
Sean is explaining a common problem. If you keep screaming, you actually cost yourself breath from the run.
Yeah, I physically would not be able to do it.
Whistle. Real loud.
I can't whistle.
Who can whistle while they're running?
I can't even whistle.
All right, well, how I would survive is I would grab my keys, which would be in my pocket, because you always have your keys in your pocket. And you know how you take your key and you poke it through, like you make a fist, and you poke your key through that little hole between your knuckles, right? So it's like a knife.
That's how women always carry their keys.
Yeah, well, that's how you do it. And then as soon as the killer gets there, you punch it. You groin punch, I groin cut. I stick that fist and I stab them right in the nuts. That's what you do, right in the balls.
What if it's a girl?
Right in the mom and daddy buttons. And then, if it's a girl, then it's going somewhere else, but it's going the same location. We're going to make a popsicle out of this. And then after they're on the ground and they're crying, I'm stabbing them in the eye. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm hitting them in the eye over and over and over until they stop moving. What?
It was in their balls and now it's in their eyeballs?
I don't care if they get an infection. I don't care. And then I'm just jabbing in their eyes till they seem dead. I don't trust that they are dead, so I just keep jabbing them. I get about 20, maybe 30 hits in there. I assume the police are going to question me about this. Why'd you stab so many times? I was really scared. Why in the balls too? I don't know. It seemed excessive, but I did it. And then I'm going to run. And I'm not going to scream. I'm just going to run. Because I know how to run properly. All right, Sean, how do you survive?
All right, so if I'm running and I trip and fall, I'm going to follow that fall with a roll, and I'm going to roll and roll and roll through the mud and through the dirt. So it's going to be like a cartoon, how the snowball gets bigger and bigger, and at the end you're like a big snowball. But I'm going to be big, a big like dirt Hulk looking creature. And then I'm going to be bigger than the killer. So it's killer screwed. So then I'm going to grab the killer like Hulk does in Avengers, spoilers, and I'm going to Hulk smash him. But with I'm going to be like dirt Hulk.
What just happened?
The whole crowd, no one's going to know what they just saw. It's, it's going to be the best movie ever.
I like it. Dirt Hulk.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be Dirt Hulk.
Second scenario. You ready? You find out your child is possessed by the devil and has trapped you in the house. How do you survive?
I don't. I sacrificed me and that kid. We're going out together. Peace.
Wow. Really?
I just saved a whole community. You're welcome.
You just killed your kid, man.
And myself. What's more important here? The demon or me? Definitely me.
Do you kill yourself or the kid first?
Well, if I kill me first, then I can't kill the kid. Wow. So the kid's got to go. All right. I'm setting us both on fire and I'm holding our hands.
See, that's my solution. I light the house on fire and I dive out the window.
Smart.
That's what I do.
And then
if the kid somehow lives, I give him up for adoption.
Don't even, just leave him. Bye.
I'm just saying, if he lives in the country, he's like, this is your kid. And like, I don't want him back. Where do I sign? Obviously, we are not meant to be together. Bye. Bye, Damien. See ya. All right. What about you, Sean? How do you survive?
Well, first off, if a kid thinks that I'm his daddy or his or her daddy, then the kid must be possessed. But I think the simple solution is just get Wi-Fi with a lot of bandwidth and just give the kid an iPad. You'll keep it busy forever, right? Keep the thing charged in. You don't have to worry about it. You won't get to do no weird possessed things. You just keep him busy with an iPad. That's it.
All of a sudden, it's looking up demon videos, like trying to figure out how to get back to Satan.
FBI shows up at your house like, we got to talk about your search history, buddy.
Oh, don't worry. It's just my demonic child over there.
He's always looking at those crazy videos.
How to dispose a body. Where's the best place to dispose a parental body?
Dad, I'm going to need some plastic wrap.
Do we have any shovels? We're out of duct tape. Going to need this tonight.
All right. Scenario three. Whenever you go to sleep, a scarred, sadistic murderer is hunting you. You're positive if he catches you in your dreams, you'll die. How do you survive that?
I'm talking him to death. Because I'm definitely not a runner. I'm definitely going to sleep. So how am I going to survive this? I'm going to get in his head. I'm going to make him feel crazy for wanting to be in my dreams. So we're just going to keep talking and talking. I'm going to tell him about my day. I'm going to ask him about his day. We're going to start talking about his past, his history, his life, his romances, everything. And he is not even going to want to deal with me. He's just going to leave.
I think he'll kill you sooner.
Nope. Because if he gets any close, I'm going to keep walking backwards and getting away from him. And if he keeps pursuing me, he's got to hear my voice for the rest of eternity, and he's not going to want to do that.
I would leave too.
Yeah. Especially if I talk fast like that.
It might be foolproof.
It's a winner. Yeah.
It'd be a foolproof plan, Sean.
I'm living.
It's going to work. It's going to work. You know, like when people get bored, they just start twiddling their thumbs. You see him twiddling his knives. Like,
come on. Here's how I would survive is as soon as the dream started and I see that the sadistic murderer is coming to kill me, I start getting very seductive. And I just start taking off a little bit of clothes here, a little bit of this here, a little bit of there. I start going toward him. And he's like, what just happened? And I'm like, what's up, finger knives? What do you do with those? Where do you put those? I'd like to see
show
those.
Me.
Go. Show me. Yeah, let's
show me the money.
Do you know the shocker, Freddie? Do you know the shocker? let's play shocker. And then eventually, I think I creep him away. That's how I survive.
I think you and I are living. We are surviving.
Sean, you going to make it? How are you going to do it?
Okay. Well, since I can't predict when I'm going to fall asleep, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tie my hand up. So right above an alarm clock, I'll set it for like 1 minute. This may take multiple times to time this out good. But when I fall asleep, my hand's going to fall on the alarm clock for 1 minute because my hand, I can't hold. I'm just going to hold my hand over the alarm clock. I fall asleep. I hit the alarm. Got 1 minute to handle this. I'm going to try to grab him. So in 1 minute, that thing comes. I have 1 minute to do this. But when that alarm goes off, maybe I could bring him out with me into the real world, and then I'll send him over to Amanda's house.
Where I'll talk him to death.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then I'll bring Aaron over to seduce him.
Yeah.
And talk about those finger knives.
Shocker, Freddy. Shocker. Yeah.
He's doing the motion. You can't see it right now, but I wish you could.
That's the shocker.
Definitely, this will all be on film. You know, you gotta film it.
All right, last one. You witness your next door neighbor kill a young woman. And it's obvious to you he's a vampire. And he also saw you. How do you survive?
Well, I'm doing a Buffy marathon. I'm going to watch at least 3 season finale episodes so I can really remember what works good. Then I'm going to stock up on some steaks. I'm going to not like the actual ones from cows, the wood ones. Then I'm going to get a crossbow. I'm making some Molotovs, getting them prepared. And then I'm burning that house to the ground. Fire for everybody. You get fire and you get fire and you get fire. Bye.
All right.
I win.
Very excited.
I was going to seduce him. I thought about it.
It works.
I was going to.
Do vampire shocker? It's like 3 fangs.
Well, they have long nails, fingernails.
That's true. Yeah. I don't even have to have the knives. Yeah. All right. That's a good one. Here's my.
Are you going to one up me?
Here's how I survive. I go next door. I knock on the door. He answers the door. I say, hey, guy, I saw what you did. He says back to me, hey, guy, I saw you too. I say to him, I want to join up because vampires are cool. He says, come on in. I become a vampire. I survive.
You didn't survive.
I did survive.
You became a vampire.
And I survived. Now I'm cooler.
You did I get not
my,
survive.
I get my own house because I can kill people and take their house. And then I'll recruit my own neighbor. And then it'll be like one of those pyramid schemes where I just like, I'll recruit some and I get a little.
It works.
I get a little blood for every blood that they get. Yeah. Boom. Done. It's my own Nexium.
Dude, I'm going to fall right behind Aaron and be like, hey, guys. Guys, don't leave me out here. Like, I've seen the vampire movies. I want to be young and sexy forever.
Exactly.
I'm past what a young and sexy, but I want to be youthful forever. I want to join you. And, you know, have you guys ever heard of podcasting? Because I heard Aaron's really good at it, so we can get this guy right here. We'd like, come on, we can have a vamp cast, 3 vamps cast, and we can start this podcast. We'll invite Amanda over. We can watch reruns of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Man,
this
that's
sounds
gonna be
good.
Awesome. Yeah.
I like it. You guys get me to survive just by going in there and becoming vampires.
Our version of Fright Night lasts 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah, wait. Everybody wants to resist vampires, but like, nah, I want to be, let's 30 days of night this shit, right? let's all take over a town one night.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, but a warmer one. We don't want to go to there. I mean, that's just so cold. Yeah.
Well, we get so much time, though. You get 30 days to like figure it out, right?
Also, they tried this in Buffy, just so you know, and everybody got eaten and died.
No, we would do
They didn't
it
turn vampires.
Guess what? Buffy's not real. Vampires are. So we will be doing that.
Wait, hold on a second. You've been arguing with me that ghosts aren't real, but then you're going to sit here and
ghosts,
say vampires are real?
Ghosts are silly. Vampires are cool. Ghosts are never cool. What do they do? They just float around.
Yeah, ghosts are honestly never cool.
Exactly.
Except for Ghost Dad.
You know,
but, no, that's, you know, we all know what happened there.
Yeah. Bounce chicka wah.
He's serving time in the afterlife. What? All right. So that's how we survive. We do this again next year. We'll have to come up with some new scenarios. That was fun. That was a fun game.
It was fun.
All right. We're closing this baby out. Any Halloween recommendations we haven't previously talked about? Maybe something new or obscure you want to mention? Sean, anything?
Something totally relevant and recent, and the Haunting of Hill House.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, I just finished that. Those last couple episodes are like a masterpiece. They did so well. The writers in that show, it just blew my mind. And I quit that show. I said, after the first two episodes, I did not like it. And Amanda kind of said, keep going. It gets better. Episode 3 was awesome. It keeps getting better. Highly recommend everyone watch that because it's super relevant and it just came out. Cabin in the Woods is just another fun one. It's so much. It's fun. It's great. Yeah. Those two.
If you haven't seen Hush on Netflix, you should definitely watch that because it's a really good thriller.
Yeah. And if you're enjoying The Haunting of Hill House, it's the same director. And the girl that plays one of the sisters is the star of Hush.
Kate Siegel.
Kate Siegel. Yeah.
Oh. Because
they're married in real life, in case you didn't know.
Interesting.
And if you saw him, you can tell she's in it for his direction.
Also in Gerald's Game, they're all in there too. She's in it for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
He directed it. Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen The Babadook,
but
need to, and I've heard amazing things about it, and it's on Netflix, so that's another option. Mm-hmm. But my final.
And then we have an interview with the director of that one, Jennifer Kent, on the podcast feed, so you can hear that if you like.
Wow, Amanda, you have such a wonderful voice.
Thank you.
For chiming.
By the way, I want to be a vampire.
Babadook is amazing. It's amazing. And what it's actually about is even better than like what you think it is. It's about when you go into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can take it to mean different things.
I'm determined to watch it before Halloween. Also.
Babadook, duck, duck.
Please tell me that's not actually in the movie.
Okay, it's not.
Yeah. That's not. I made it up. Yeah.
Ginger Snaps.
Oh, it's a good one.
It almost made my list of top five. I freaking love the first movie so much.
The main woman in that was Isabel something. I can't remember her name, but she was so captivating in that performance. Like, I would watch her in different performances after that where she would show up, and I think she was in Freddy versus Jason, I want to say, but she just never got the right break or something because she's a really good actress.
She's very talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really good. Anything else?
Catherine Isabel.
I know there's an Isabel in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Beginning, front, what's it matter? You know.
That's it. It's a really
Izzy.
Good movie.
I call her Izzy.
Yeah, you guys are that close.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Emily Perkins did really good in it too.
Yeah, but she wasn't the one that just captivated me.
No, she wasn't.
Apostle, I just watched on Netflix. Dan Stevens, queens. Who basically is this junkie brother who finds out that his sister's been kidnapped by a cult, and he infiltrates the cult to try and save his sister. And it is wacky and weird in a Nick Cagey kind of way, and it's really good. Go watch that one. It's from the director of The Raid. So if you love The Raid, check it out. It's the right kind of wacky. Apostle on Netflix.
Awesome. Yeah, it's on my list. I added it the other day. Scott Clark actually was like, hey, have you seen this? And I'm like, no, man, I should watch it.
I lied. The Babadook is not on Netflix anymore.
Oh, so you just like ruined people's Halloween. Great job.
Sorry.
Great job.
You can pay for it somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth the price. It's worth buying or renting.
Yeah, you don't have to buy anything anymore. Just rent it. That's it. Well, thanks, Sean, from Horribly Awkward for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by, man. We had a lot of fun. And thanks to all of you guys listening to our Halloween special. I hope you enjoyed it. Next year, we'll do something else Halloween-y, but we'll definitely keep it Halloween. Amanda, did you have fun on the Halloween special?
Heck yeah. Fist bump.
Remember, guys, as you sit down with your family or friends this Halloween to scare up a little fun in front of the television, don't forget to buy popcorn. Maybe keep a carving knife handy. Just in case.
I bought some popcorn recently, guys, and it was Cheetos popcorn. It was amazing.
I was getting ominous. You ruined my ominouses.
That was pretty adorable, though. That was good. Good moment.
It was
yeah. Retake.
No, retakes. We own it. We deal with it. We move on.
Do the remake.